Well, good morning. 7:40, Brock Hunter.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring? You're looking for a great career, great starting pay, awesome benefits, room to grow. Check out special-lite.com and get started on that new career today with a great company right here in Southwest Michigan. So today is National Get Over It Day, all right? Get over it. Mm-hmm. So what's something you just need to get over, all right?
Get over it, would you? Come
get
on.
Over it.
So first off, I get it. Yeah, the gas prices are ridiculous. and I'm not saying get over it as in, you know, we should be bitching about the gas prices.
Yeah.
But did everybody have to take a picture of it and post it in the past 3 days? Get over it.
Everyone's Come become on. A gas expert. That's what I've learned. That everyone I know.
I've seen. I mean, yeah. We get it. It's high, but you don't need to rub it in. That's what you're doing. You're rubbing it in.
Yeah. Like we all know, we see it when we go to the pump. Unbelievable. Yeah, we get it. It's high here. It's high there. It's high everywhere. Get out of it. Get over it. Get over it.
I got a few more examples, too, if you want.
Sure, go for it. I don't care.
I've gotten over that. I'll probably never get a hole in one. I just got to come to the realization that it's near impossible.
Wait, you got those new fitted clubs. You'll be great, man.
You should go right in the hole, right? No.
Every time.
Never going to go in the hole, Brock, ever.
Hey, get over it, buddy.
My other one, okay, this is a game I like to play with myself. Careful. Oh, my word then. It's a game I like to play with myself when I'm in the bathroom. It's weirder, I guess. It's called Beat the Flush, and I've never won. I have never beat the flush. Have you? You play this game?
No, because I'm a grown man who's not saying beat the flush.
You don't flush mid-pee, and you're like, oh, I'm going to beat this thing.
No.
I never do.
No. No, that is
You've never played Beat the Flush?
No, because then what? You got to flush twice then, because otherwise you just got the residual hanging
out. Not if you beat it.
What, have you beat it yet?
Nope.
So there you go. So you just always have leftover urine. Wait, yeah. I'm sure your wife loves that game, Hunter. It's a terrible one.
I always think I time it out perfectly. But no.
You are an idiot, sir. That's what it is. Honey, I didn't beat it again. I'm sorry.
Get over leave it in there. I'm never going to win.
Yeah. All good. Is that all you have?
It's hard to think of examples. Maybe a 300 in bowling.
Yeah.
Never going to happen.
You need to get over the fact that I can get that tomorrow. Just go in there. Right. Never getting one before. I'll go get it. For me, for get over it day, all right, just get over it. There's two things. Number one, I just need to get over the fact that people are bad drivers, okay? All right. Oh, yeah. I just need to.
Yeah, you do have some road rage.
Oh,
dude.
It's terrible, man. It's terrible. And I got to watch as my daughter gets older and picks up the things that I say. I need to get over it.
Angry as you get on the road, you better be the most perfect driver ever.
I'm damn near. And I got no problem. If people are big, no, you may. No, I am damn near. Dude, I use my turn signal in parking lots, okay? I overdo it.
That doesn't make you a good driver.
Yes, it does. Though. I'm observant. I follow the rules of the road. No, I just need to get over that everyone is a terrible driver, and that's it. I just need to woo-saw and calm down. The other thing, and I know this is going to be so just probably cringy and everything like that, but I think there's a lot of men out there, women, anybody who played sports. I need to get over the fact that my senior year, my coach pulled me from starting QB position for the sophomore that was there because he was trying to rebuild the team. But there's still days where I feel like Uncle Rico, and I'm like, God, if Coach would have put me in, I would have won
the championship. You know, we have like the same exact story, right?
I know.
We talked about this.
Same
exact life, same position, same story. Yeah, you know what? You do kind of feel like Rico, don't you?
There's days
I
where.
Still do it.
Yeah, like if Coach would have put me in, all right, we would have won.
My life would have been different.
I need to get over it, okay? Because it means nothing, all right? It means absolutely nothing, okay? I know no one else is thinking about it, but then you got me who's sometimes laying up in the middle of the night looking at the ceiling going, God, why, if you would have put me in that game, we would have won.
I came over to Brock's house the other day. We would have won. We would have been the champions. It been glorious. I went over to Brock's the other day, and he was in his backyard videotaping himself throwing football. What are you doing?
Hunter, come here and run this route for me. I want to send this tape. I got to send this tape.
What are you prepping for?
I'm going to send this tape to my old coach, my old high school coach, and show him what kind of mistake he made.
You know, our seventh grade basketball coach, right, comes in first day, sits us down on the bench all in a row, the entire team. First off, none of you, and I mean none of you, will ever make it to the NBA. That was his first opening statement.
Hey, he's being real.
At the time, we all looked at each other like, dude, what a dick.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Come on. But you know what?
Dead on.
Dude was right.
Yeah,
he
set
was
it up.
Dead on.
So when you didn't make it, you're like, oh, yeah, he was right. You weren't disappointed. He set it up.
Need to get over the fact that he was right.
Yeah. All these gangly,
none of you.
All these gangly, prepubescent white kids. Like, hey, just so you know, you are not going to make it.
You know, you just crushed all of our dreams. Yeah. All of us seventh graders. That's all we think about, right?
Good. Get over it. Hey, get over it. All right. 925 WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What's something you just need to get over? All right. We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around. Well, who doggy? Good morning.
Who doggy?
753, Brock Hunter.
What's happening?
Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Today is National Get Over a Day. Get over it. All right, come on.
Get over it.
Get over it. What's something that you just need to get over? All right, move on. Get over it. Mm-hmm. Got some great answers on Facebook. Dakota said the fact that as an adult you still don't get to do everything you want. Like as a kid, you always said, I can't wait to be an adult so I can do this. That's true. Just get over it. All right. Some things you just can't do.
Adulting, get over it. As far as you can't do that anymore physically.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know, that's another good one. Yeah,
I need to get over that. I can't jump from the like the fifth step anymore.
Ah, my knee.
You got to go the entire way down. My legs can't handle it.
Little steps, and you do the double step on each stair so you don't step. I like Kyle's answer. What does he need to get over? The person who beat me 10 years ago in wrestling.
Still. Still hasn't left the house.
You look them up on Facebook to see what their life has turned into. Like, oh, I hope they're miserable.
Right. But he's not. He's successful.
He's successful.
It's
and
all
he
from
beat
that
me.
Match. From that match, too.
Just need to get over
it. All started.
Just get over it, buddy. That's so funny. Dude, I can't remember anniversaries, but I can remember that match that I had junior year of high school where I should have won. Oh, God, yeah. It'll get you.
Do you have any sports moments like that?
Oh, God, yeah.
Get over
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's all sorts of them. All sorts of them. Yeah, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to bring those up because I don't feel like being miserable the rest of the day. So could have been great. Let's see. Jen said she needs to get over the fact that her back is as brittle as an 80-year-old. Ah, my back.
Oh.
Yeah.
My back. Yeah, that is. Don't slouch. You know? Sit up straight.
Keep that
back, you know, stretched out.
Just get over it. You're falling apart, Jen. You're falling apart. God, there's a lot of this. Kat said that my body will never be pain-free. Scott said the fact that I'm getting older and not as young as I once was. This is depressing, all right? I didn't think this was
weird. You know what's weird? There's something about that, though, that it's very apparent, especially in, like, your 40s, your late 30s, you know, even through your 30s, really. Like, my brain says I can do that.
Yep.
Like, I know how to do it. Yep. I've done it before as a kid when I was athletic and, you know. Yep. But you just know. You just know. Like, your body is like, don't do it.
Yep. And then you get angry. I think we all go through that point where, and this kind of goes with it, you got to get over the fact that you are getting older and you can't do it anymore. But there's always that time.
Here's the thing. If you can get by without getting hurt, because there is a moment where you're like, I'm just going to do it just to see. Boom! And that's when you bust a hip or a knee, and then you're limping for the rest of your life. If you can get past that moment without injuring yourself,
you'll be all right. You got over it.
You're ahead.
You got over it. You're good. You're good. Mark said he needs to get over the fact that Michigan will never have nice, smooth roads. I know. This drive just curling. God, just get over it. This is what's going to happen. We live up north where there's freezing and thawing. Just get over it.
You know.
Let's see. Robert said he needs to get over stupid people with no manners or common sense. That kind of goes into my driving thing because I do. Yeah. Like, I find myself, like, in public just mentally thinking horrible things about the people around me. I just need to get over it. I just need to get over
the fact. Get over the fact that people are just, there's some people out there.
That just suck, right? Just get over it. Get over it. I'm right there with you. I need to. Let's see. Brian said he needs to get over my latest crazy ex and on and off again for the last 3.5 years. Oh. Get over it, Brian. Come on, buddy.
Yeah, it's tough.
We've all been there.
You're thinking about it a lot.
We've all been there, you know.
But, man, listen to your buddies.
Had a couple drinks. You're feeling lonely on a Friday night. Why not call her? I got the number. Get over it, all right? Get over it. Let's see. Jason said he needs to get over messing my pants in front of the upperclassmen at Gus Macker. He said, I jumped a fence, and upon landing, the stress, heat, and cheap buffet got to me. Just get over it.
No one, actually, went to Gus Macker, too?
Everyone,
a lot of people there.
Jason, everyone remembers that. You may think that people forgot. Everyone remembers it. Everyone remembers it.
Man. It's sad.
Some good answers. Yeah, those embarrassing, you know, I think too, just to kind of wrap this up, those embarrassing moments that happened, I do the same thing. You'll be in the shower and you'll think about it and be like, oh, do you remember that? You got to understand, get over it, because no one else is thinking. Maybe once in a while, someone may bring it up, but for the most part.
Our buddy Max pantsed me in fifth grade in front of my fifth grade crush. I'm still not over that.
Just get over it, Hunter. All right. Just get over it.
She was never going to date me.
Exactly. Get over it. It's fine. It's fine. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show.